10-minute speaker is Mario A. from San Diego.
Hi, my name is Mario. I'm an alcoholic. So, somebody got timing? Yeah, all right. So, I'm from San Diego, born and raised here since 1973. I grew up in South Bay, right on the border of San Ysidro and Imperial Beach. Growing up, I grew up with both parents, one sister. My mom had three more girls after I left the house when I was about 16. Well, I started leaving the house at 15. I was in Mesa Vista. I started drinking really young. I was always around alcohol, and my uncles and my mom was raised up on Market Street on 22nd. And so I spent a lot of my youth right there in Sherman Heights. And, back then, everybody hung out in my grandparents' house. Everybody drank. My grandparents had a porch. We had the couch out in the porch, with cigarette holes on it. I grew up in that kind of, the Victorian old home, Sherman. It's looking different now out there. It's really nice. But, so everybody came by in their lowriders and, parked in front of my grandfather's house. And, my grandfather... You know what? My whole entire life that they live there, I saw that door locked one time. That door stayed open, And my grandfather was an alcoholic. My dad, I don't think he was out. He had alcoholic behavior because teachers would ask me, "Is your dad an alcoholic?" And I said, "I don't know. I don't think so." I'd say no, actually. I didn't know that he had alcoholic behavior. So my grandfather just walked around. He had tequila, and I'm not sure. I don't remember what, but he had the on his Levi's. He had the, it was faded right there. You could see the bottle, and alcohol was always around. So I started drinking it when we were kids. My grandfather would flick cigarettes. I'd try that. I remember the first time I got drunk. I didn't like it. It's like every other thing that I tried. Most of the stuff I tried the first time I didn't like it, but I had that behavior where I'm gonna learn to like it, I decided I can control it, but it's later days it started really controlling me, and drugs is a big part of my story. I'm fast forwarded. By the time I was, when I was 16, when I was 17, when I was 15, I was in Mesa Vista, and all I could think about was, doing drugs and getting high and anything to make me feel good. I was having, sneaking cigarettes in there. By the time I was 16, I was at Phoenix House. When I was there, all I could think about was just drinking. That's it. I had a friend who liked to drink there, and we said, "Let's take off." So we did. We hitchhiked from Phoenix House. By the time I was 17, I escaped from Campbell in Juvenile Hall, And it wasn't, it seemed like the guys were having fun there, because they get to barbecue, the families get to come over in the week. I needed to medicate, And I took off from there twice. And they wanted to send me to CYA, my lawyer said, we're gonna keep you in juvenile hall, because once you turn 19, they can't send you to CYA. They just have to, so I ended up staying in juvenile hall for almost a year. So my whole life, I've been to prison. By the time I was 20, I went to Delano when I was 20, and I went to Ironwood. When I got transferred from Delano to Ironwood, when you show up in prison, they have you hold up a sign. You got to carry an ID, so when you're stopped on the yard, and when I put that sign up, it had my CDC number. And it had my birthday. I didn't even know it was my birthday. And it was April 28th, the day 1995. And so pretty much, you know, I did 6 prison terms, you know, like, you can't tell me that I had a problem, you know. I had so many court-ordered programs. You know, I go to prison, come out, you're coming out, you're going to do a program. You're signing a sheet, you know. I didn't know that, you know, I'd come in here and I hear people say that, you know, they're here because their marriage is in the hole, you know, they're losing their job. And I was like, these people have things, you know, like, these people are different, you know, you guys are different, you guys are here because you're scared of losing stuff, like I never, you know, when I was coming to this program, court ordered, I'd come here, and I think, like, I was way beyond help, like, this program's for people that, you know, that can get help. I didn't think I could get help, and, you know, I've always believed in God. That's something I always believed in, you know. Even in my prison cell, I'd always have a Bible, and I'd read scriptures, and I'd pray. And so when I came to this program, my sobriety date is 12/27/12, and I'll have 3 years if I can make it to December. When I came to this program and I started doing the steps, I got a sponsor. I got a guy that was, I went to Pathfinders. I got a guy that was willing to sponsor people and take them through the steps. And I didn't, you know, it's like, I was not sociable. I gotta be friends with these people. I gotta look up to somebody. And, you know, so I picked the guy that I thought was a jerk, you know, to be my sponsor. And it worked out because I really wasn't, like, wanting to be friends with him. And he said, and he'd see me the next day, hey, did you read what I told you? And sometimes I say no. He goes, well, then you just want to drink, you know? That's what you're waiting for. You're going to end up drinking. So I do the steps, and he took me through the steps. When I learned that this program was a God program, I was really, you know, like, I had to pray, and you know, when I learned that this program, you know, entailed God, that didn't scare me. That kind of helped me, because, you know, it's like, I didn't want help from you guys, but, you know, I could see myself getting help from God, not you guys. You know what I mean? That made it easy. So, you know, so anyways, so I've been in the program for almost three years, and today, you know, I spent the day with my daughter out in the beach, and I took her, you know, she's going to be 9 next month, and I'm married, I got a beautiful wife, I met in the program, and I live in La Mesa, I don't live, you know, in the hood anymore, and you know, my life's been so much better every day. I go to meetings, I'm the kind of person that I've moved 3 times since I've been sober, and I kind of find a meeting that's closest to me, but I still go back to Pathfinders, and I talk to the guys. I've been able to go back to all the programs that I got kicked out of, Prop 36, Drug Court, PC 1000. I was asked by the people that the counselor that kicked me out and the director to come talk to the people there. And, you know, I couldn't do these things, man. My life's getting better, and I've started my own legitimate business, you know, I'm a handyman. And so, you know, I got insurance for my business and, you know, my license. And, you know, like I said, you know, I came from, it's very institutionalized. And so, you know, even when you're in jail, you're told walk on the yellow line or walk on the blue line. So when I came to this program, I learned to do that. Whatever you guys told me to do, you know, put your face down, put your hands in your waistband, walk on that blue line, or you're going to get slammed. You know, and that's how I applied my program. You know, like, just do what they say, because if I drink, I'm going to have somebody else telling me what to do, and that's going to be behind bars. Thanks for letting me share. Yeah.